وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، إن شاء الله تعالى we are teaching the class, the lesson from the book بلوغ المرام, especially the book of prayer كتاب الصلاة, باب سجود السهو وغيره, chapter 8, سجود السهو and other matters. Sujood sahw is prostration due to forgetfulness, and it becomes compulsory if someone who is offering a prayer either adds or deletes something in it mistakenly, something which is a condition or a mandatory. باب سجود السهو وغيره. قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى عن عبد الله بن بحينة, أي مروي عن عبد الله بن بحينة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى بهم الظهر فقام في الركعتين الأوليين ولم يجلس, فقام الناس معه حتى إذا قضى الصلاة وانتظر الناس تسليمه كبر وهو جالس وسجد سجدتين قبل أن يسلم ثم سلم, أخرجه السبعة, وهذا لفظ البخاري. وفي رواية لمسلم يكبر في كل سجدة وهو جالس, وسجد الناس معه فكان ما نسي من الجلوس. استغفر الله, وسجد الناس معه ما كان ما نسي من الجلوس. نارير عبد الله بن بحينة رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم led them in the Zuhr prayer, and when he stood up at the end of the first two rak'ah and didn't sit, the people stood up with him. When he finished the salah prayer and the people expect him to do the taslim salutation, he uttered the takbir. He said the takbir while sitting and made two prostrations before saying the taslim salutation. Then he uttered the taslim salutation. He said the taslim, reported by As-Sab'ah, and this is Al-Bukhari's wording. In the narration of Muslim, it is mentioned that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, uttered the takbir for each prostration while sitting, and the people prostrated with him to make up for the sitting he had forgotten. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إحدى صلاتي العشي ركعتين. صلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إحدى صلاتي العشي ركعتين ثم سلم, ثم قام إلى خشبة في مقدم المسجد فوضع يده عليها, وفي القوم أبو بكر وعمر, فهاب أن يكلمه, وخرج سرعان الناس فقالوا أقصرت الصلاة. ورجل يدعوه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذا اليدين فقال يا رسول الله أنسيت أم قصرت الصلاة؟ فقال لم أنس ولم تقصر. قال بلى قد نسيت. فصلى ركعتين ثم سلم ثم كبر فسجد مثل سجوده أو أطول, ثم رفع رأسه فكبر ثم وضع رأسه فكبر فسجد مثل سجوده أو أطول ثم رفع رأسه وكبر. متفق عليه, واللفظ للبخاري. نارير أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم led us into rak'ah of one of the two Dhuhr or Asr prayer and said the Taslim salutation. He then got up and went towards a piece of wood which was at the front part of the masjid, and placed his hands upon it. He said, he then got up and went towards a piece of wood which was at the front part of the masjid and placed his hand upon it. Abu Bakr and Umar were among the people, but they were afraid to speak to him. Then some of the hasty type of people come out and said, has the Salah prayer been shortened? وَخَرَجَ سَرْعَانُ النَّاسِ فَقَالُوا أَقَصُرَتْ السَّلَاةِ. But then some of the hasty type of people come out and said, has the Salah prayer been shortened? A man whom the Prophet ﷺ called Dulyaddain, the long-armed, asked, have you forgotten, O Allah's Messenger, or has the prayer been shortened? He said, I have neither forgotten, nor has it been shortened. I have neither forgotten. According to my knowledge, neither I have suffered from any forgetfulness, nor has there been any divine instruction for the prayer to be shortened. So Prophet ﷺ said, alayhi salatu wasalam, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, I have neither forgotten, means according to my knowledge, nor has it been shortened. He said, meaning, indeed you have forgotten. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then prayed the remaining two rak'ah, then said the taslim salutation. He then uttered the takbir and prostrated similar to his normal prostration or longer. Then raised up his head and uttered the takbir. He then prostrated and uttered the takbir, and the prostration was similar to his normal prostration or longer. He then raised his head and uttered the takbir agreed upon. And it is Bukhari's wording. وفي رواية لمسلم صلى صلاة العصر ولأبي داود فقال أصدق ذو اليدين فأومأوا أي نعم وهي في الصحيحين لكن باللفظ فقالوا وفي رواية له ولم يسجد حتى يقنه الله تعالى ذلك. In the narration of Muslim, Asr prayer, it was means the Asr prayer. Means Prophet ﷺ, he was leading the Asr prayer, and when he prayed two rak'ah, he make taslim out, he finished the salah. And then one of the Sahaba, named Dhul Yaddain, the long armed, Dhul Yaddain said, O the Messenger of Allah, did you forget? Or the salah was shortened? Prophet ﷺ said he didn't forget, and it was not shortened. He said, in reality, he forget. But why he said he forget? Because that's according to his knowledge. And there is a big lesson and benefit here. Alhamdulillah, Allah made easy for the religion. Which means if the person, he makes ghalaba to dhan, he thinks, after he takes the means, he thinks what he's doing is the correct ibadah, he thinks he pray for rak'ah, he thinks he makes the sujood, that's what's being considered. He washes his clothes, he thinks his clothes remain clean, that's what's being considered. Yes, he make wudu, he think he still have the wudu, he may break the wudu, he may not know that, he may not remember, but that's what's being considered. So Prophet ﷺ, he took the ruling that he didn't forget until he was reminded. When he was reminded and it become reality that he ﷺ forget, now he take the certainty, he take the yaqeen, and he leave the thinking. So it was Asr prayer. So after then the Prophet ﷺ, he stood up and prayed two rak'ah normal, and he make taslim out. then he make two sujood of forgetfulness. And in the narration of Muslim Asr prayer, and in Abu Dawood, he said, has Duliyadain spoken the truth? Then they said yes, with gesture. This found in Sahihain, in Bukhari and Muslim. But with the wording, فقالوا, they said. And another narration, and he didn't prostrate till Allah made him certain of this. Yani, Prophet ﷺ, he didn't pray, he didn't complete the salah until he had certainty that he really forget. Yes. Subhanallah. وعن عمران بن حسين, there is a lot of lesson here that Prophet Muhammad is a human being. He can mistake. Another lesson that if anyone after the Prophet mistake, he does the same thing, he does what Prophet did. He should do what Prophet did. وعن عمران بن حسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما, also in the hadith that okay. وعن عمران بن حسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى بهم فسهى فسجد سجدتين ثم تشهد ثم سلم. رواه داود الترمذي وحسن والحاكم وصححه. نار عمران بن حسين. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم led them, means the companions, in prayer and forget means something. He then made two prostrations and then said the tashahud and uttered the taslim salutation, reported by Abu Dawood. And at-Tirmidhi, who greatly Hassan good, and al-Hakim, who greatly it sahih, authentic. So in this hadith, that the two sujood sahw was before and so salla bihim fasaha fasajada sajdatayn thumma tashahad thumma sallam. Wa an Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha shakka ahadukum fi salati falam yadri kam salla thalathan am arba'an falyatrah al-shakk walyabni ala mastayqan ثم يسجد سجدتين قبل أن يسلم فإن كان صلى خمسا شفعنا له صلاته وإن كان صلى تماما كانت ترغيما للشيطان. رواه مسلم. نار أبو سعيد الخدري, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when anyone of you is in doubt about his salah prayer and doesn't know how many he has prayed, 3 or 4, he should cast aside his doubt and base his prayer on what he has sure of. He should cast aside his doubt. He shouldn't consider his doubt. And base his prayer on what he is sure of. What he is sure of. Then he should perform 2 prostrations before taslim salutation. If he has prayed 5 rak'ah, they will make his salah prayer an even number for him. Or it means that if one has prayed 5 rak'ah, it will become 6, including sujood al-sahw. It appears from the hadith that one should base it on the least number, as that is nearer to certainty. And if he has prayed exactly 4, then the 2 prostrations will be humiliation for the devil. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلما سلم قيل له يا رسول الله أحدث في الصلاة شيء؟ قال وما ذاك؟ قالوا صليت كذا وكذا. قال فثنى رجليه واستقبل القبلة فسجد سجدتين ثم سلم ثم أقبل على الناس فقال إنه لو حدث في الصلاة شيء أنبأتكم به ولكن إنما أنا بشر مثلكم أنسى كما تنسون فإذا نسيت فذكروني وإذا شك أحدكم في صلاته فليتحرى الصواب فليتم عليه ثم ليسجد سجدتين. متفق عليه. وفي رواية للبخاري فليتم ثم يسلم ثم يسجد. ولمسلم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سجد سجدتي السهو بعد السلام والكلام. ولأحمد أبو داود والنسائي من حديث عبد الله بن جعفر مرفوعا من شك في صلاته فليسجد سجدتين بعدما يسلم. وصححه ابن خزيمة. narrated Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered prayer, and when he said taslim, he was asked, oh Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has something new happened to the prayer. He asked, what is that? They said, you have prayed so many and so many rak'at. He, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, said, he then bent his legs, faced the Qibla. He bent his legs, faced the Qibla, and made two prostrations, and then said to taslim, the taslim salutation. Then he faced us and said, if something new is introduced to the Salah prayer, I shall inform you, but I'm a human being like you. If I forget, just as you forget. So if I forget, remind me. And if any one of you is in doubt about the Salah means prayer, he should act upon what he thinks is correct. He should act upon what he thinks is correct and complete his prayer in that respect. And then he should make two prostrations agreed upon. And in the narration of Al-Bukhari, he should complete meaning the prayer, then he should say taslim and then perform the prostration. And in the narration of Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ performed two sujood sahw, means the two sujood of forgetfulness, after taslim and talking. In the narration of Ahmad Abu Dawud and Nasa'i, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiallahu anhu, marfu'an, means the Prophet ﷺ said, means attributed to the Prophet ﷺ, whoever doubts about his salah should make two prostrations after taslim salutation. Ibn Khuzaym Gurayit, Sahih Authentic. وعن المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا شك أحدكم فقام في الركعتين فاستتم قائما فليمضي ولا يعود وليسجد سجدتين فإن لم يستتم قائما فليجلس ولا سهو عليه. رواه داود بن ماجه والدارقطني واللفظ له بسند ضعيف. Narrated Abu al-Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when one of you doubts and stands at the end of the two rak'ah, if he remembers while having stood up completely, he should continue and shouldn't return means to the sitting position, and he should make two prostrations. But if he didn't stand up straight, he should sit down, and there is no forgetfulness prostration upon him. Reported by Abu Dawud ibn Majah and Ad-Darqutni with a weak isnad chain. The word is Ad-Darqutni's. That means that hadith is a weak. وعن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس على من خلف الإمام سهو فإن سهى الإمام فعليه وعلى من خلفه. رواه الترمذي والبيهقي بسند ضعيف. This also weak narration. Narrated عمر رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there is no means prostrations are for goodfulness for one who is led means in prayer by an imam. But when the imam forgets, both should then make prostration due to forgetfulness. Al-Bazzar al-Bayhaqi reported it through a weak chain of narrators. So this is weak. وعن ثوبان رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لكل سهو سجدتان بعدما يسلم. رواه داود بن ماجه بسند ضعيف. This also is weak. Narrated Thawban radiallahu anhu, the Prophet said, there are two prostrations after the taslim salutation for each forgetfulness. Abu Dawud and Ibn Majah reported it through a weak chain of narrators. So this is also weak. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سجدنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في إذا السماء انشقت وقرأ باسم ربك الذي باسم ربك. رواه مسلم. Narrated Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, we prostrated with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, means as he recited this surah, when the heaven is split asunder, and read in the name of your Lord. When Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited these two surah, he makes sujood. Sujood tilawa is called the sujood of recitation, whether it's inside prayer or outside prayer. Here Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was inside prayer, reported by Muslim. Here it doesn't say Saqfura, it doesn't say whether they were in prayer or they were outside prayer. وعن العباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صاد ليست من عزائم السجود وقد رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسجد فيها. رواه البخاري. ناري بن عباس رضي الله عنه, a prostration while reciting Surah Saad is not one of the azaim, those which are always required. But I have seen Allah's Messenger send prosperity while reciting it, means report by Bukhari. وعنه رضي الله أن عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سجد بالنجم رواه البخاري. ناري بن عباس رضي الله عن the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prostrated in Surah An-Najm chapter 53 reported by البخاري. وعن زيد بن ثابت رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قرأت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النجم فلم يسجد فيها متفق عليه. ناري زيد بن ثابت I recited to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم النجم but he didn't prostrate in it. Zayd bin Thabit, he is the Sahabi who Umar commanded to collect the Quran. I mean Abu Bakr first, then Uthman next. وعن خالد بن معدان معدان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال فضلت سورة الحج بسجدتين رواه داود في المراسيل ورواه أحمد والترمذي موصول من حديث عقب بن عامر وزاد فلم يسجدهما فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْجُدْهُمَا فَلَا يَقْرَأَهَا وَسَنَدُهُ ضَعِيفٌ. This narration is weak. Narir Khali ibn Mu'adan, Surah Al-Hajj has been distinguished by two prostrations. Abu Dawud reported it among Al-Marasil, a broken chain after the Tabi. Ahmad al-Tirmidhi reported the above hadith through a full chain of narrators from Uqba ibn Amir. It has the addition, if anyone doesn't make two prostrations, means one reciting Surah Al-Hajj, he shouldn't recite it. The chain of this hadith is weak, is da'if. وعن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال يا أيها الناس إنما نمر بالسجود فمن سجد فقد أصاب ومن لم يسجد فلا إثم عليه رواه البخاري. وفي رواية إن الله تعالى لم يفرض السجود إلا أن شاء وهو في الموطأ. نارير عمر رضي الله عنه he said, O people, we pass means in our recitation verses to be prostrated at. So whoever prostrates has done the right thing, and there is no sin upon the one who doesn't prostrate. Al-Bukhari reported it. It also contains the wording, Allah the Most High has not made the prostration means of recitation compulsory, unless one wishes to do so. This hadith in the Muwatta of Imam Malik. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرأ علينا القرآن فإذا مر بالسجدة كبر وسجد وسجدنا معه رواه داود بسند فيه لين. This also weak. Narrated ibn Umar, رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to recite the Quran to us, and when he come to a place where prostration should be made, he uttered the takbir and prostrated, and we prostrated with him. Reported by Abu Dawood through a chain containing some weakness. وعن أبي بكرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا جاءه أمر يسره خر ساجدا لله رواه الخمسة إلا النسائي. نار إلى أبو بكرة رضي الله عنه whenever the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم received أمارة which pleased him, he used to prostrate to Allah means out of thankfulness reported by الخمسة except النسائي. That's called sujood al-shukr. So there is sujood al-sahwi. There is sujood tilawa. There is sujood asaw. Sujood asaw is sujood of forgetfulness. That's for the prayer. Sujood tilawa is sujood of recitation. That's for the Quran. Sujood ashukr is sujood of thankfulness. That's for the blessings. وعن عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سجد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأطال السجود ثم رفع رأسه وقال إن جبريل أتاني فبشرني فسجدت لله شكرا رواه أحمد وصاحب الحاكم. ناريلي عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله عنه the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prostrated and prolonged the sujood. He then raised his head and said, Jibril had came and given me glad tidings. Thereafter I prostrated in gratitude to Allah. Ahmed reported it and Al-Hakim greeted it sahih authentic. وعن البراء بن عازب رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث عليا إلى اليمن فذكر الحديث قال فكتب علي بإسلامهم فلما قرأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكتاب خر ساجدا شكرا لله تعالى على ذلك رواه البيهقي وأصله في البخاري. نارير البراء بن عازب may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent Ali to Yemen. The narrator mentioned the complete hadith. He said, Ali sent a letter regarding their, meaning the people of Yemen, acceptance of Islam. When Allah's messengers read the letter, he prostrated in gratitude to Allah, the Most High, for that. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prostrated in gratitude to Allah, the Most High, for that. Reported by Al-Bayhaqi. And its basic meaning is found in Sahih Al-Bukhari. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.